ESPN 1000 presents The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. Hard-hitting fantasy info to help you land that dub this weekend. Jeff Meller shares the latest news, injury updates, and tips to help you set your lineup. The Fantasy Football Show, presented by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and brought to you in part by ETI School of Skilled Trades. Your football Sunday starts now with Jeff Meller on ESPN Chicago.
Championship.
Oh, yes. The pursuit begins today for your fantasy football.
Championship.
As the playoffs in the majority of fantasy football leagues are upon us, week 15 of the NFL slate is here. We have a full one for you. No more teams on buys. I will give the NFL credit. They have finally synced up the buy schedule with fantasy football playoffs. Part of the reason, part of the driving success for the interest in the NFL, not just your local team, Chicago Bears hair, but also the entirety of the NFL, is the fact that fantasy football has become a passion amongst its fan base, and they have finally gotten it right. They've done away with all the bye weeks into week 15, like they had in previous seasons. And now we have an unencumbered football slate for our fantasy football playoffs to begin. It's nice to have harmony amongst fantasy football players and the NFL. Before I get into all the key injuries, I should say, you know what? I'm Jeff Meller, by the way. Of course, you know that, though. If you're listening today, you've probably been listening all season long. Do appreciate that. This is the Fantasy Football Show. I'm here with you through the regular NFL season, talking fantasy football with you every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. 312-332-3776. Quick heads up, we will have to reset our phone lines. So if you're trying to jump on in, don't worry. We'll get into all the phone calls coming up in the second segment here. And be patient. I promise you we'll get the phone lines reset and you can jump on in. So I can take all of your questions as you embark upon, again, your fantasy football playoffs today. But one more note before I get into all these key injuries that I'm going to give you. Just remember, fantasy football, I do think the best reflection of a good fantasy football player is a good regular season performance. It's a season-long grind. You've put together a fantasy football team to accumulate points, and it's also the yin and the yang of fantasy football that is, there's a bit of randomness when it comes to weekly plays, right? So the playoffs, of course, everybody out there listening who's made it wants to win. I'm in my playoffs in most leagues. I want to win, but don't live and die and be totally frustrated if you get bounced this week or next week, because that's the randomness of the weekly game that is fantasy football. If you've made it to the playoffs, congratulations. You had a great year for the most part. And if it does really drive you crazy when you get bounced in the first or second round of the fantasy football playoffs and you've had a phenomenal season and all of a sudden your guys come into some tough matchups or one of your best players ends up having to leave the game early and accumulates a zero for you, don't lose your mind. Just remember that for next season as you're setting up your league, and maybe incorporate an overall points prize for the regular season if you don't already have that. Because, again, the fantasy football playoffs, there is a randomness to this, so try not to lose your mind if you get bounced this week on a tough matchup-based result. All right, let's get into things, Justin. Justin, of course, Justin Pottinger, my fine producer here, who gave out Zach Charbonnet last week in his daily fantasy play, which, of course, was very successful. Let's start there, shall we, with the Sunday night football game.
At the goal line, at the one, the handoff to Walker. He goes left side, and he's going to get in. Touchdown, Seahawks!
All right, so Kenneth Walker, the third, KW3, K9 for his number, if you will. He's cornered the market on nicknames across the NFL, but he's also, it seems like, cornered the market on ankle injuries. Sounds like Kenneth Walker is not going to play tonight. He's listed as doubtful, so at this stage, unless you're absolutely desperate, there's no reason to wait on Ken Walker. You've probably, honestly, I don't think he's going to play. But even if he did, I doubt you would want your fantasy fate resting with Ken Walker. and a gimpy ankle. So the Seahawks host the Green Bay Packers tonight on Sunday Night Football. That means Zach Charbonnet owners, we ride again. A couple of touchdowns last week, over 100 yards. You can plug him right back into your lineups for the playoffs because without Kenneth Walker, he's going to be the lead dog. And without Kenneth Walker, he has been a touchdown machine when he's gotten the opportunity. Now, I'm not going to guarantee that by any means, but the Packers' defense has been susceptible to giving up points this season. And so, Zach Charbonnet, I think you get a chance to use him again and maybe, just maybe, advance to the second round of your playoffs. On the other side of the football, big takeaway for the Packers, in my opinion, is that what has happened to Jordan Love and the passing game, it has been a struggle for Jordan Love owners, but not Josh Jacobs owners. And I think those two are linked specifically because the Packers, Matt LaFleur, has figured out that his best recipe for going deep into the playoffs is probably leaning on his stout run game and Josh Jacobs killing the clock. And even though they had a tough loss last week, Thursday night against the Lions, I do think the Packers are potentially finding their way to being a playoff threat if they lean on Jacobs. So Jordan Love, though, I'm a little concerned about using him in your fantasy playoffs today if you have to lean on him. So just beware of that.
Hand the ball off, running to the left, Bucky Irvin. Oh, great vision, touchdown Tampa Bay. Bucky Irvin gets down low and wins the battle.
Oh, Gene Decker off in Tampa Bay with the call there on the Bucks Radio Network. Bucky Irving. All right, so what do we do with him? He is expected to go, but of course, he did not practice on Wednesday, did not practice on Thursday, was listed as limited on Friday, and he's dealing with that back and hip injury that really hindered his game last week. He left the game early, did not come back, and after a couple of monster weeks, Bucky Irving makes it very difficult to use him this week. I personally am not. I understand you might not have some great options, but I just don't want to trust a guy who was very limited in practice this week. You would expect that things should probably be better than last week. How could they be worse in all reality? But it's a tougher matchup against the Chargers in SoFi Stadium. We know that Harbaugh has fixed the Chargers defense for the most part. Tough defense to run on. So Bucky Irving, even if he's out there, it's going to be tough sledding. And then you have to worry about potential re-injury. I'm just concerned. I'm not using Bucky Irving if I can avoid it at all. If you've got any decent options, I would recommend going elsewhere other than Bucky Irving today. Rashad White, I think he's in line for a pretty big workload. Although, again, I think points might be limited for the Bucks. But Rashad White definitely more appealing today than Irving.
Gibbs, quick hitter, Pollard up the middle. Pollard to the five, Pollard to the end zone. Touchdown, Titans! What a drive!
Titans Radio Network there. Tony Pollard, he is listed as questionable with that ankle injury, but he is expecting to play. And the Titans do have a very inviting matchup against the Cincinnati Bengals today at home. So I am going to go ahead and use Tony Pollard. For the most part, he's been the one productive player you can count on for the Titans this season. So I'm going to go ahead and say that most fantasy playoff teams will be using Pollard today.
Quick snap and a throw out to Pickens at the 20-yard line. Makes the grab, heads up the sideline, eludes a tackler, and waltzes in for the score and boots the ball up into the crowd.
George Pickens. Perhaps this is, in some ways, for fantasy owners, this is actually a good thing. He's not going to play today. He's dealing with that hamstring injury. And if he was active today against a tough Eagles defense, Vic Fangio has really figured things out for the defensive unit. The Eagles have been tough over the last couple of months, especially now that Jalen Carter is wreaking havoc all over the place. And it's a tough matchup. It's a great game. You've got the Steelers at the Eagles, the Battle of Pennsylvania, 325 kick on Fox today locally here, so you can watch that one if you're in Chicago. But George Pickens will not be available, and I think that's good news because I'm always scared and concerned about using players dealing with hamstring injuries, and he is dealing with that, and Mike Tomlin has talked about how, you know, a couple of weeks ago that it could be an extended absence, and that is the case. I think the bigger issue is if you somehow if you've gotten by this year relying on George Pickens, if you get past this round of the playoffs, if he returns next week, what are you doing? That's a question for next week, and that one's going to be a tough one to address. However, you don't have to worry. You don't use him today.
And lobs it downfield for McConkey. Caught! McConkey right sideline. Defender falls to the 20. Turn on the Jets, lad. To the 15, to the 10. Upfield, into the end zone. Oh, lad.
Ah, the lad. Is he going to play today? He's listed as questionable. It feels similar to last week when we got news late Sunday afternoon before the Sunday night game that Ladd McConkey would not go. You'd envision that it should be a little bit more likely that he'll go today after having the week off last week. But again, he's listed as questionable, so we're going to go through the same game day process we did last week. The only benefit here is that the Chargers play at 3:25, so you don't have to wait till Sunday night football. But of course, we know that 3:25 at times is no better because you have a few options, but not many. So if you're in a PPR format, I think Ladd's probably worth waiting on. He's really been great this season in that format. He's been coming on strong as a rookie, so you think he's probably going to see his fair share of targets if he's back against the Bucs today. But again, we will not know definitively until we get closer to kickoff for that game. And of course, that probably rolls in around 1:30, 1:45 during the afternoon games. So you better make sure you have an option to pivot to in case he cannot go.
Carr takes the snap, looks to throw. Here comes pressure. He hits Kamara across the middle. Kamara in the run. Inside Dallas, 40, 35, 30. Got a blocker. You ain't going to catch him. Not Alvin Kamara. See you later. Bye. Touchdown, Alvin Kamara. 57 yards.
All right, so not heard there on the call was the dump off from Derek Carr to Alvin Kamara. Kamara, he's the big one, of course. He had a sickness earlier in the week, so just confirm that he's actually in the lineup if you're going to use him today. I'm a little bit concerned, though. Jake Haener time in New Orleans as Derek Carr is dealing with both a hand injury and a concussion. He's already been ruled out for the Saints. So you can, you know, super flex leagues, Derek Carr is not available. Jake Haener, if you're desperate in super flex leagues, although I don't feel great about using him under any scenario, but if you need a body to plug in desperation mode, he would be the man stepping in for Carr today. But I do think this knocks down Alvin Kamara quite a bit in the fantasy ranks. Not feeling great. Don't think there'll be a lot of touchdowns for the Saints. If anything, PPR formats, you're probably rolling Kamara out there because he does see his fair share of targets. But I am concerned that the scoring is going to be down for the Saints today, and that will hinder Kamara big time today. So I think that's going to be a question I'm going to be fielding quite a bit today.
Hand off Aaron Jones. Up the middle. To the 10. To the 5. Touchdown! AJ Showtime! 15-yard touchdown run, and the blowout is on.
From Paul Allen's running back, the Minnesota Vikings, Aaron Jones, to the man that they will be playing against tomorrow night, Jeff Joniak on the call.
Toss left, swift, hit the gas, 35, a little razzle dazzle to the 20, to the 10, 5, end zone, touchdown Bears, out of toss left, DeAndre Swift strikes swiftly.
All right, so the Bears on Monday Night Football in a doubleheader. Of course, all we care about here locally, though, is the Bears. They will be heading to Minnesota to take on the Vikings at U.S. Bank Stadium. 7 o'clock kick, Chicago time. In a doubleheader for Monday Night Football, you've got the Falcons and Vegas Raiders playing as well in Las Vegas tomorrow night. So a couple of games to keep an eye on. But in regards to both Aaron Jones and DeAndre Swift, both are listed as questionable. You know, that gets a little bit dicey. Honestly, probably holding out hope on Aaron Jones in most scenarios because he is such a productive player. But DeAndre Swift, honestly, the way the Bears offense has struggled at times, especially last week, it was brutal. I'm not putting my fantasy life on the line with DeAndre Swift at this point. I've had enough. He's been productive, but it's just so hard to predict when he's going to have nice games. One final highlight to mention and talk about here.
Pass time. Throws. Corner of the end zone. Njoku brings it down for the touchdown. Right in front of the pylon. The Steelers want to push off. They don't get it.
Andrew Siciliano on the Browns Radio Network there with the call of David Njoku's touchdown. And Njoku is listed as questionable. That's a noon kick against the Chiefs as KC heads to take on the Browns at Cleveland. And Njoku doesn't sound like he is likely to go, but he hasn't been officially ruled out, so I'm a little bit concerned. Obviously, he's been very productive at times with Jameis Winston throwing the pigskin all around the schoolyard these days, but if he's active and you've been relying on him, I know tight end gets dicey at times, so you're probably going to go ahead and use him, but just be wary because he's dealing with an injury and he's listed as questionable today. So make sure he's active if you're going to indeed start him. On the other side of the ball, just worth mentioning, the Chiefs, if you haven't been happy with your kicker situation for whatever reason, Harrison Butker looks like he's going to return for them today. Of course, we've seen how the Chiefs offense has worked this year. It's been, for the most part, not the Chiefs offense we remember from a couple years ago. They rely heavily on a lot of field goals, and that means that Harrison Butker could be a sneaky play if you want to grab a kicker off the waiver wire before your playoff matchup gets going. All right, there you go. All the key injury news that you need to be aware of on this Sunday morning. 312-332-3776. Taking your calls. Of course, what we've gotten this far, I can't believe. I forgot to mention the Fantasy Football Show presented by the fine folks over at Tullamore Dew. As always, we do say thank you to them because they have been a fine presenting sponsor all year, and hopefully we'll have them back for next season. 312-332-3776. Jump on in now on ESPN 1000. Welcome back to the Fantasy Football Show here on ESPN 1000. I am Jeff Meller. You can find me on Blue Sky at Jeff Meller, M-E-L-L-E-R. Also on X at Jeff_Meller. Again, M-E-L-L-E-R. All right. We've got a little bit of adversity here in week 15 for the playoffs. And I'm talking actual adversity here inside the studio. So here's the deal. Listen carefully. We're having a little bit of an issue with our phone screener, which is not great for a fantasy football call-in show. However, I do believe I still have access to punching in all of my callers at 312-332-3776. We think it's an issue with the software in the screening room, which means I can fly blind here, which is what we're going to attempt to do. Punch in the calls, and then take your questions live on the air. What does this mean for you, the listener, and more importantly, the caller here? Listen carefully. If I punch you in, I'm not going to know your name. So we're going to do this old school, Larry King style, if you will. I'll say, caller, you're on the air. When you hear the chime, that means that your phone line is being activated, and you're going to tell me who you are and give me your question. However, give me a few extra seconds because I'm going to have to use my old school pen here, jot down the names, and then do it on the fly because usually Justin Pottinger behind the screen, behind the glass, will have these already pre-screened, and I can kind of take a look up at my monitor and then know who the players are. Not going to have that luxury today. So that's the plan. We'll see how it goes. If it doesn't work, well, then you're just going to listen to me talk for the next 35 minutes. But let's hope this does indeed work. Let's try it out on ESPN 1000. I'm Jeff Miller, the Fantasy Football Show. Caller, you are on the air. What's your name?
Hey, Rod. Hey, hey, guys.
Hey, what's going on? All right. What do we got?
I need like three guys here because I'm not too sure about my receivers. I got Metcalf right now locked in and Quentin Johnson. And then on my flex, I have Hockenson. But on my bench, I have Coleman, Keon Coleman, Joshua Downs, Bucky Irving, and Valdez Scantling, and Javonte Williams.
Okay, so real quick, A-Rat, simplify this a little bit. How many do you need, and who are we picking from, not who's starting?
Oh, so picking from, I'll say Coleman, Keon Coleman, Joshua Downs, Bucky Irving.
Okay, and you need one of those guys?
I'll say two. I'll say two.
All right, so listen, this really comes for me, the way I look at it, A-Rod, is I have a hard time trusting Bucky Irving after last week. It's a hip and a back. Very easy to see that flaring up. It's also very possible that the Bucks have him active, but they don't even lean on him. So me personally, for your fantasy playoffs, you know, life on the line situation here, I'm using Josh Downs, and I'm using Keon Coleman. I just don't trust the workload for Bucky Irving. Certainly, Bucky Irving is the home run potential there, but I think, you know, it's just as likely to get a zero from him today. So I just, with the fantasy playoffs, I don't feel comfortable trusting him at this point. So I'm using Keon Coleman and Josh Downs, who does return today for the Indianapolis Colts. All right, 312-332-3776. This is where we try this caller. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jeff? I got a full point PPR.
Real quick, what's your name?
James from Norwood Park.
James, what's going on, buddy?
Nothing much. I got Adam Thielen in right now, and my other options are Tracy from the Giants, Adunze, or Jonathan Taylor, but he's going up against Denver.
Sure.
And yeah, so,
James, I assume it's PPR, right?
Yeah, full point PPR.
Yeah, so for me, it comes down to Thielen versus Tracy. And obviously, I'm sure you don't love the Ravens matchup. And Adam Thielen has been, you know, just gangbusters since he's gotten back the last couple of weeks. So, for me, it's Thielen versus Tracy. It really comes down to probably who ends up scoring the touchdown today. We'll have the better day. But I'm, you know, what we've seen from Adam Thielen, he's clearly established himself as Bryce Young's security blanket. So I would use Adam Thielen ever so slightly over Tracy today.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
No problem. Thank you, James. All right.
Have a good one.
You
Bye.
Too, my friend. All right. Rolling on here. Hello, caller. You're on Fantasy Football, the Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller.
This is Dave from Elkhorn,
what
Wisconsin.
What is going on, Dave? This is a first. How about that, huh?
You get right?
Jumping on in blind.
I thought my streak was going to end.
Never. We'll find a way. All right, Dave. You're a veteran. Show them how it's done.
I have two guys. PPR. I'm still worried about McCartney. So I picked up Palmer in this league today, and I have Waddle. Do I wait and to see what happens with McCartney? And if he doesn't play, just play Palmer, or would you slide Waddle in there today?
Yeah, you know, Dave, I think I would just wait on McConkey because, you know, Waddle also is dealing with his own injury issues, and I just, you know, he's been so disappointing all year long. So I think Palmer, again, we talked about it a lot last week. I know he's a decent pivot if McConkey can't play. I'm a little bit more optimistic. Sounds like, again, this is a reading tea leaves, so you can get burned at times. But in the PPR format, I like McConkey a lot. So,
all right. Thanks, Jeff.
All
Good
right,
luck
Dave.
Today in your games.
Thank you, my friend. 312-332-3776. Hello, caller. You're on the Fantasy Football Show.
Hey, what's up, boss? This is Lewis in Columbus.
What's up, Lewis? How you doing, man?
Good, pretty good. So I'm trying to fill one receiver spot, and I'm trying to fill one flex. And my options are I got Brian Thomas and Mooney, but I also am a Breece Hall owner. I'm not sure what to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I got Bigsby on my bench.
So Bigsby? You said Bigsby?
I do have Bigsby.
All right, so, yeah, like, I do think I would use Breece Hall. I know it's, you know, again, kind of like the show, flying blind with him a little bit because we don't know exactly what we're going to get. But Schefter came out, said he's going to play today. So against the Jags, I think that's a pretty sweet matchup. So I'd definitely use Breece Hall as the option in the flex. And I'm using Brian Thomas over Darnell Mooney. I'm just, you know, Kirk Cousins has kind of been a mess lately. So I think I'd use Brian Thomas over him.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
Lewis. Appreciate it. Hello, caller. You're on the Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. What's going on?
Hey, man. This is Scott from Merrillville.
Scotty, how are you?
Dude, I love what you guys are doing. You guys are BAs for getting through this today. As a school teacher, sometimes the light goes out, but you got to keep running the classroom. So
you know,
I love it.
Yeah, exactly. You know how it is. It's like I said, little adversity only makes you stronger. You look back and you feel good about it afterwards. So,
all right, real quick, I got a full PPR. I got Zay Flowers and Khalil Shakir in. On my bench is Waddle, Jacoby Myers, and Jameson Williams. Do you like any of those guys on the bench, or do you think I feel good with Zay and Khalil?
Yeah.
I guess I want a pat on the back of reassurance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
no,
that's all my question is, and thanks for taking the call.
No problem, Scott. Appreciate it. And yes, I think you're right there. Zay Flowers, Khalil Shakir, both of them. And, you know, it's always about format, too. PPR, they feel like the targets are there. Shakir's kind of established himself as Josh Allen's go-to guy for the most part. So I think the volume's there. Again, it's always about, you know, touchdown certainly makes it. But, you know, Jameson Williams, that's not even worth your time. The big, you know, this is where I always go back to, Scott, and thanks for the call, man. Listen, you can get mad if you have a guy on the bench who is a deep threat. If he scores a long touchdown that day, you can get mad at yourself. But that's impossible to predict, right? We don't really know what the team's game plans are. How much are they going to feature a guy? But Jameson Williams usually is going to max out at 3 or 4 targets. That's the reality. And the way the Lions play, you know, you can understand why. They've got so many great weapons, and Jameson Williams is just not somebody who needs to be featured. He's a great game breaker. He stretches the field for them. He opens things up for them. But, you know, they're going to get Jahmyr Gibbs, Amon-Ra St. Brown, David Montgomery their touches. And if it happens to, in game flow, incorporate a big touchdown from Jameson Williams, great. But that's hard to count on in fantasy football. So don't get mad at yourself if, you know, Jameson Williams goes crazy on the bench. There's nothing you can do about that. So just live, you know, PPR formats. I do like guys like Zay Flowers and Khalil Shakir because you know that they are going to get their targets no matter what. All right, 312-332-3776. That was somewhat successful. Going to keep rolling here. Let's try line 6. You, caller, are on the air on Fantasy Football. What's up?
Hey, Jeff, this is Stephen McHenry.
Hey, Steve, what do you got?
Okay, I got burned really bad by Cooper Kupp and Jennings on Thursday.
Oof, yes, you did.
I am down to Jonathan Taylor, Mike Evans, Adam Thielen, or Darnell Mooney, and I need 2 in my flex. Full point PPR.
All right, so that makes it pretty easy for me to say Adam Thielen. And then I think, Steve, based on the fact that you have, you know, such a low point total with Kupp and Jennings that, you know, you're probably going to need a pretty big game. And to me, that's Mike Evans. Certainly, you know, so yes, I'm saying Evans and Thielen, I would start them based on your circumstances, right? Because, you know, Kupp put up a 0. That's killer. Jennings certainly didn't do much more than that. So I think because you need the big games in PPR scoring, I'm going to go with Mike Evans, who's always got a chance to go for 2 or 3 touchdowns. He's one of the few guys in the league who you feel like he has a real shot each and every week. So Evans and then Thielen with the PPR scoring, he can catch, you know, he's done it the last 2 weeks, 8, 9 balls. So I think those are your 2 plays, you know, despite the fact that Jonathan Taylor's a workhorse back, you know, it's just, it hasn't been the same for him, and that's a tough defense against the Broncos. So I'd say Evans and Thielen.
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem. All right. Jeff Meller here on the Fantasy Football Show. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
What's your name?
What's going on? This is Adrian from LaGrange.
What's going on, Adrian? What do you got today?
Hey, what's going on, man? I have a kind of like the other caller. I think I know what I'm doing, but I just want some reassurance, right? So I have Garrett Wilson in, Addison, and Marvin Harrison. Mm-hmm. But I also have Tank Dell, Reed, and Smith from the Eagles. And I was just wondering if I have it right. You know, I have Harrison, Addison, and Wilson.
Yeah.
But like I said, I got the other guys sitting. I'm just like, oh, this is my first year, man, and I'm in the playoffs, so I'm kind of excited.
Well,
whatever happens, happens, you know?
No, I hear you. So, one question, Adrian. Is it PPR scoring or standard?
Half PPR.
Okay. So, yeah, I think you're definitely, Adrian, on the right track there with Garrett Wilson for sure. Jordan Addison as well. The only question for me would be Devontae Smith versus Marvin Harrison Jr. I think personally I would use Devontae Smith over Harrison, but it's, you know, it's pretty close to a coin flip on that one. Of course, Harrison's got a nice matchup against the Patriots today as Arizona, you know, but the problem is Kyler Murray and the Cardinals have been trying to run the ball to win games. And, you know, for the most part, at times it's been effective. But Harrison, aside from one huge game in week three this season, he's really been a tough guy to count on. So I think I'd use Devontae Smith over Harrison. But the other two, Wilson and Addison, I think are the right calls there. All right, 312-332-3776. That one was somewhat successful. We made it through. We'll take a quick timeout and continue to take your calls here on the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew. Welcome back to the Fantasy Football Show here on ESPN 1000. I am Jeff Meller. If you're just joining us, if you're waking up a little late, a few technical difficulties. So the way we're handling this, I am punching in callers blind. So I do not know their name. I do not know their question, but we're gonna go through this and have no problems. The first segment was perfectly acceptable. So just, again, bear with me. Give me an extra second or beat to try and comprehend the questions as they're flying at me fast and furious. But when I punch in your call and you hear that chime, that is your cue to go ahead and give me your name and your question right here on ESPN 1000. Again, 312-332-3776 if you want to jump on in like this person did. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello, caller. Do we have anything? Test 1-2. Hey.
Hello. This is Nancy. Hi, this is Nancy from Lake in the Hills.
Hey, Nancy, how are you? What do you got?
I'm good. So I have a flex, and I don't know who to put in it.
Okay.
And it's a full PPR.
Sounds good.
Okay, I have Jalen Waddle, Isaiah Pacheco, Tyrone Tracy, or Zay Flowers.
And you only – oh, so I would say
– Only one.
Only one. Yeah, I think I would use Flowers over Tracy. It comes down to those two for me, Nancy. And Zay Flowers, just with being the number one option for Lamar Jackson, he is the pick against the Giants today.
All right, great. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. And that is how it's done. Like this person on line 8. Hello, caller. You're on the air on ESPN 1000.
Hey, what's up, Jeff? This is Ed from Norwood Park.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not much. Hey, thank you for the pick last week with Addison. He helped me.
Nice.
He helped me get to the playoffs.
Beautiful.
But, I need 3 out of 4. Last week I was able to pick up Charbonnet. Then I got Jacobs, Mixon, and Cook. And I don't know which 3 of the 4 to play.
Yeah, you're loaded there. So for me, I'm using Jacobs and Mixon. That's a no-brainer. James Cook versus Zach Charbonnet. That's what it comes down to. And, you know, this is by no means like he's had a great year, 11 touchdowns for James Cook. But I'm always a little bit leery about James Cook because Josh Allen can siphon away those goal line touchdowns. And most lineups don't have this luxury. But, you know, Zach Charbonnet, as I mentioned, every week that he's played that Kenneth Walker has been inactive, Zach Charbonnet has scored a touchdown. So I would use him.
Okay. And can I just ask you one question here?
Quickly.
I got Pitt and Henry and Noah Gray. Which would you play a tight end?
Kyle Pitts, Hunter Henry, and Noah Gray. PPR or standard?
Yeah, PPR. Yeah, PPR, full PPR.
I think I would use Hunter Henry. I just think the volume is a little bit more safe than Noah Gray.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
You too. My pleasure. All right. Hello, caller. You're on the Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller.
Hey, Jeff. How's it going? It's Mike from Atlanta.
What's going on, Mike? What do you got?
Hey, good question. Hey, first, thanks for what you do all year. You're the best in the business. Got me in 3 out of 5 playoffs, so I appreciate you.
Awesome. I appreciate the kind words in the ATL, Mike.
So, yeah, question, full-point PPR, Sincere McCormick or Travis Etienne? And then keep in mind, I'm starting the Jets defense, so I'm kind of hoping the Jets shut out Jacksonville. So.
Yeah. You know, and the one thing I'll say, Mike, is that I'm with you, but I think also the reality there is that oftentimes, you know, you can still have a really productive defensive day, you know, and unless you're talking like unless your league is really, you know, penal when it comes to, you know, giving up rushing yards. But most scoring formats don't account for that. So you could still start a Jets D and Travis Etienne and feel okay. However, I'm actually going to say I think I would try Sincere McCormick because the Jags with Mac Jones, you know, against a Jets defense that at times can be tough. You know, and Etienne is dealing with Tank Bigsby, who I think is actually probably the better runner there. So I think it's, you know, it looks like Sincere McCormick. Again, this is 2 weeks that we're going off of, but especially last week when he led the backfield, I think against the Falcons defense, I would use him over Etienne.
Any worry about Mattson potentially coming back and stealing some carry from him?
It's possible, but I think everything I've read and heard, it seems like they're going to give McCormick the lead role. Now, you know, again, I think the bigger issue for the Raiders is that Desmond Ridder is the starting quarterback. And so that's, you know, could be a real issue. But
yeah.
I still think of the two choices, I would go with McCormick there, Mike. Thanks for the call. Let's keep rolling here. Hello, caller. You're on the Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller.
What's going on, Meller? It's Alfredo from Madison.
What's up, Alfredo? What do you got?
I don't know if I'm overthinking it, but, man, I don't like the Hurts matchup. I could pick up Rodgers, Levis, or should I just go with Hurts?
Not Levis. Aaron Rodgers is interesting for me against Jacksonville. But, you know, ultimately, I'm with you. Like the Steelers defense is one of the few defenses in the league that really does scare me and makes me hesitate ever so slightly. But, like, listen, I can't promise you anything, but I think just the fact that is it 4 points for a passing touchdown or six?
Six.
Okay, so that's one of the few scenarios where actually the running touchdowns for Jalen Hurts isn't a huge, you know, a huge bonus. So actually, in that case, Alfredo, I guess I might go with Rodgers, but boy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Listen, Alfredo, it's really about your risk tolerance, right? If you want to go ahead and take a chance with Rodgers, I get it. For me personally, in the playoffs, I try and roll with my studs. And maybe he studs a little bit loose on Hurts this year, but Aaron Rodgers has given us no reason to trust him at this point. So I think I'd still use Jalen Hurts over him. Let's check in with one more before we take a quick timeout. Let's punch this in here. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Jeff Meller on ESPN 1000.
Hi, this is Scott from Chesterton.
What do you got, Scott?
I've got Baker Mayfield or Russell Wilson and Marvin Harrison Jr. or D-Hop.
All right, so Scott, I'm definitely using Baker over Russ because without George Pickens, I just, you know, there's nothing to make me confident that Russ is going to have a big game. And then Harrison versus DeAndre Hopkins, even if it is PPR, I think I'd still use Harrison over Hopkins in both formats.
And then Philly's D.
You know, I got to run. I try and limit it to one question per caller, but thank you for listening. 312-332-3776. One more quick timeout, and then we will wrap up with calls here on the Fantasy Football Show on ESPN 1000. Welcome back to the Fantasy Football Show. Wrapping things up here on ESPN 1000 and ESPN Chicago app. I am Jeff Meller. 312-332-3776. As always at this time, I bring in Justin Pottinger to give us the daily fantasy football play. What do we got, JP?
Yeah, this week, I'm going with the wide receiver after going back-to-back weeks of running backs. It's 2024, but I'm still going with the 34-year-old Adam Thielen as my must-start player for Week 15 in your playoff matchups. In the last three games since returning from injury, he's recorded 20 receptions for over 250 yards, and he's been the wide receiver 12 within that span. He's also holding a 22% target share, which means that chemistry with Bryce Young, it's been improving, and Bryce Young has also looked more comfortable out there, which is making me feel a little bit better. The Panthers are playing the Cowboys this week, who's been brutal against wide receivers, sitting 22nd in the NFL against the wides. He's 5,400 on DraftKings, 6,100 on FanDuel. Thielen is a very safe option for me, especially if you're in PPR leagues. I think he has that really, really safe floor. And if he does score a touchdown, I could see a top 15 finish for Thielen this week. I'm going with him.
Yeah, I think the key is he's finally healthy again. And yes, Bryce Young does look a little bit better over the last 3 weeks. All right. Hello, caller. You're on the Fantasy Football Show. What's going on?
Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
Hey, what's your name?
From Rogers. This is Ali from Rogers Park.
What's up, Ali? What do you got?
I just wanted to say real quick, man, I've been doing the show with you for almost 10 years, and each year I've made the playoffs thanks to you. So really appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it, Ali.
All right, so I'll try to be quick. I need help. I had a wide receiver question. I think I plugged in Adam Thielen based off of everything I've heard on the show. At flex and running back two, I have Zach Charbonnet, Sincere McCormick, Tyrone Tracy Jr., and Jonathan Taylor. So I need, and Sam Laporta. So I need two from those seven, I believe. Yeah.
So Ali, I'd go with Tracy, and believe it or not, at this point, I'm okay sitting Jonathan Taylor against the Broncos, and I would use Charbonnet and Tracy, Ali. Let's go on out to, hello, line four has been hanging the longest. Hello, caller, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, Jeff, it's Matt from Aurora. How are you today?
What's up, Matt? How you doing?
Good. I do have a full PPR league. I have one wide receiver position left, and it's between Calvin Ridley, Shakir, or Jacoby Myers.
Yeah, so I think I'd go with Shakir. I think it could be a shootout for the Bills and Lions game today. And so, you know, Calvin Ridley, obviously the Bengals matchup looks pretty good, but he's hit or miss at times. So I think I would, with PPR, I'd go with Khalil Shakir there. Let's try line five. Hello, caller. You're on the Fantasy Football Show.
Hey, Jeff. This is Ron from Schaumburg.
What's
you
up,
doing?
Ron? I'm doing well. How about you?
Thanks for taking my call. Love
my
your
pleasure.
Show.
Thanks, man.
You're doing a great job today.
Thank you.
I've got three. I had four, but I took one out. Tony Pollard, Rico Dotto, Rashard White, and then I got rid of Bucky Irving because.
Yeah. And so how many do you need? One, two? How many do you need, Ron?
I need two. I'm sorry.
No, no worries. So in that scenario, I would go with Pollard and Dotto. Over White, you're right about Irving. The one thing, though, I think this makes a little bit easier for you, Ron, is that I'm a little concerned that Bucky Irving, even though I don't want to use him, he certainly could factor into Rashad White's game and his carries if he is healthy and feeling better. And again, that's something we really just don't know about. So I would say go ahead and use Pollard and Dowdle. I think this might be our last one here. Oh, hold on. Looks like that caller is not there anymore. Let's try this person. Hey, caller, what's going on?
I think you already answered my question.
Oh, beautiful.
That's Ali from Rogers Park.
All right, Ali, thank you. That's what happens when you got the phone lines a little bit amiss today. You know what? Out of time, folks. That is going to do it for me. Thanks for bearing with me. It was a little bit troublesome today with the lack of an option to screen calls, but I do appreciate everyone's patience. If I couldn't get you on the air today, please hit me up on Blue Sky. I'm at Jeff Meller, or on X at Jeff_Meller. That's M-E-L-L-E-R. If you get your questions in before 11 a.m. Central Time, I will do my best to answer all of them, as long as you do so in a timely fashion. All right, no Bears game for us today, which means you get your share, your fill of Kansas City Chiefs and Cleveland Browns. Coverage starts at 11 o'clock, kickoff at noon today. But of course, we'll have all your Bears coverage starting tomorrow with Cap and Jay Hood at 7 a.m. And, of course, the game on Monday Night Football. Thanks to Justin Pottinger. I'm Jeff Meller. This is the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew.